Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we explore plans for Netball Jamaica to establish a national netball league. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. Netball Jamaica has been examining all aspects of the playing of netball in the country, looking for that X factor that will see Jamaica becoming the world's best in the sport. One thing which has come to the fore is the need for a stronger system of development of players at the parish level. And to tackle this issue, Netball Jamaica has plans to introduce a National Netball League. The groundwork is being laid for the implementation of the National League through the resuscitation of parish netball associations. The associations will begin to develop intra-parish leagues, and the best teams will be selected to represent the parish in the National League.
We will pick the top teams that will participate in the National League when Netball Jamaica brings it on board. And of course, we'll continue the leagues as we have them, but then our best players either participate at the national level at under 14 or under 16 and under 21, and also at national senior Sunshine Girls team.
Director on the board of Netball Jamaica, Andrew Rose.
That is within another year or two away. There are two potential sponsors who I've been talking to, and they're still very, very interested. Potentially, within a year to 2 years, we should have a National Netball League up and running, and all the parishes should be part of that.
Mr. Rose says the players will not be the only ones being developed with the introduction of the National League.
We also want to look at umpires, because without umpires, you won't be able to manage the games. We need to look at administrators, and we also need to look at coaches. We already have a sponsor on board that will fund programs to do with youth leadership and entrepreneurship training, coach training for umpires, coaches, administrators.
The overall development of players and support staff is expected to yield a major transformation in the way the sport is played and delivered in Jamaica. With the sport operating at optimal capacity, Jamaica will be ready to take its place as number one in netball. This is the opinion of Netball Jamaica's president, Marva Bernard.
And if we are fourth in the world and we have not yet tapped all the ranked fourth, but bronze medal winners, and we have not yet tapped the talent pool across the island. Imagine what would happen if we could tap into the talent pool, because we have the structure in place to do that.
Mrs. Bernard says the major benefit of the National League is the deeper penetration of netball in rural communities and exposure it will bring individual talents based outside of the corporate area.
For the sport to grow, it can't be based in Kingston only and St. Andrew. And we really are trying to get all the parishes up and running. So yes, we have a lot of plans, and these plans require people to come on board and support and give up their time and their talent to make it happen, because this is the number one sport for women and girls in this country, and it requires the support not only of the females but also of the males.
Touching on the Sunshine Girls' preparations ahead of the Netball World Cup later this year, Mrs. Bernard says preparations are about to intensify.
By July, it's going to be really ramped up. We are hoping that Barbados will come here to play a series. If not, we're going to get very creative and see how we can give these girls as good and tough match practices as they need going into the Netball World Cup.
She urges all Jamaicans to lend the Sunshine Girls their support and sponsorship where possible as they get ready for the tournament. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.